The state says the proposed critical habitat designation for the polar bear could end up costing the oil industry, Alaska, and local governments hundreds of millions of dollars. In a recent letter to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, Governor Sean Parnell says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grossly underestimated the economic impact of the designation because it didn't consider things like delays, legal fees, and lost jobs. The federal agency estimates the designation will cost less than $60,000 a year, in part because it doesn't offer any additional protections to the bear. Doug Vincent Lang is the state's endangered species coordinator. He says the state isn't opposed to taking steps to protect polar bears, but he says the critical habitat proposal doesn't make sense.
In essence, we believe that if measures are going to be implemented, that they have to provide some additional significant conservation measures. And to say that you're implementing these measures and they're not going to result in significant conservation measures perplexes us why, in first place, you do it. And second of all, you know, it really is irresponsible to underestimate the cost associated with that designation.
The state, along with Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, paid for an independent analysis of the economic impact of the proposed critical habitat designation. It's asking the Fish and Wildlife Service to redo the economic analysis and redraw the critical habitat boundary, which it says is too broad. Bruce Woods is a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska. He says the agency is taking all of the comments it receives into account before writing the final critical habitat plan for the polar bear. He says the habitat designation is required by law.
We do believe that that there will be some benefits to the bear that will occur as a result of the designation of critical habitat, including just increased awareness of people that are going to be working in areas where the bears are.
The Fish and Wildlife Service hopes to release the final critical habitat plan in October. The polar bear was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 2008.